107.7.
Hello guys, this is Kid Wire and I'm on the Youth Arena Show with
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
From 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. This show is the best in Abuja, the best in Nigeria, the best in the world. It's Youth Arena on 107.7 FM. Every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m. We got you covered with information, inspiration, education, and more. People all over town are raving about this. Don't miss Amobs and Infinite Ngozi. We are in great hands. Youth Arena, Tuesdays on 107.7 FM.
Youth Arena on your dial. A very fantastic, youthful evening to you, Abuja. Welcome to the program, Youth Arena Show on your dial. Of course, Youth Arena promises to be exciting and entertaining. Today in Youth Arena, we are taking a new dimension, another dimension. Of course, very glad to have with me in the building, always available, Angie
Infinite. Hey guys, how are you?
Yeah, guys, just to cut it out, last week, Saturday or Friday, was it? It was Infinite Ngozi's birthday.
Yay!
So, Youth Arena Show, we are here to
entertain.
Want to wish Infinite Ngozi a happy birthday.
Where is my cake, people?
Yeah, your cake is around.
A round cake?
So on today on Youth Arena, we have amazing guests in the building, amazing youth in the building that are ready to give us all they have for us. And of course, the talented and ready to walk youth in the building. You get to meet them in the course of the program. So, Angie, on behalf of Youth Arena crew, we're wishing you a very, very happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everybody.
More blessings, more money. Yes. More money. Because we've been talking about money. So yes. More money.
More health.
Yeah, more health. Yes. Yeah, more health.
Peace of mind.
Yes.
Good. More love. More laughter.
Okay.
More friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you.
As you said, it's God has answered your prayer already.
Yes.
I mean, guys, you need to just meet Angie. I won't tell you anything about her, but just meet her. You know the kind of amazing person she is, you know.
It's all lies.
So, Angie, quickly, let's go into the program proper.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I hope you guys are having a beautiful day. Abuja is so sunny and hot and then dry. I think Hamattan is upon us. Mm. I'm always walking around with my lip gloss so that my lips don't crack. So guys, I hope you're having a good day as you're driving home from work today, or if you're going out to run your errands. You are listening to Youth Arena on 107.7 FM. We have a special show lined up for you today. First of all, this show is actually divided into two segments, because we couldn't wait to fit everything in. So we have some good news from our sponsors.
Wow.
Yep, we're going to be running this sponsored program from the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN.
Wow.
Yeah. And what they basically want us to do is share with everyone who's listening out there all the programs that they have available for young people in Nigeria. After that, we have guests in the studio, because we thought if you are not able to access the CBN loan at this time, we still want you to be able to start your business, to develop it and to grow with a little bit of support. So our guests in the studio today have started their businesses with under 10K. And the reason why we were saying that it would be people who started with under 10K is because through the program, we're going to be giving people grants of $10K to help them start their business.
Wow.
So if you're listening out there, you could either access CBN financing, which we'll talk about all the different ones that are available, or you could access our 10K grant sponsored by the CBN to help you start up your own business for under $10,000. I'm looking forward to talking to you a little bit more about this show after the break.
All right, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back.
Stop everything and listen to Youth Arena with your host,
Amox and Infinite Ngozi.
Every Tuesday from 4:30 to 5:30.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
You're listening to the Youth Arena on Armed Forces Radio 107.7 with your host,
Amox and Infinite Ngozi.
CBN Takeover. Yes, CBN is sponsoring Youth Arena on 107.7 FM. We're going to be doing sponsored shows telling you about everything that the Central Bank of Nigeria has ready for young people all over Nigeria. We're going to talk about AXMIS, ADS, SIFI, YEDP, and many more initiatives. So tune in every Tuesday at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Youth Arena with Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Youth Arena on your dial.
Welcome back from those commercials. It's still Youth Arena on your dial, your 10th dial on Forces Radio, and of course Infinite Ngozi and Amos ready for you in the studio today. And of course, we told you earlier that we have a fantastic guest in the building, a youth that have made it one way or the other with just 10K, shall I say, or lesser. So Infinite Ngozi, let's go straight.
Okay, so today, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the CBN programs to begin our show. Now, we want you to call us if you are having any issues applying for a CBN program or if you have any questions about the application process. So I'm going to give you the number for the show. And you can call us at any time. You could send us a text message. You can also contact us contact me via Instagram at Infinite Ngozi and ask us anything you need to know about the programs that we mention. Obviously, we can only answer questions regarding the programs that we mention.
Absolutely.
And not other programs.
Yeah.
But we are here to help you via WhatsApp, via phone call, or Instagram at Infinite Ngozi. And
or,
obviously our Facebook page.
Yeah, you can leave a message there, we'll reply to that.
That's right, at Youth Arena. So now, the phone number to dial is 0909-1606-666. And I'm going to take the number again. It's 0909-1606-666. And this is a number for you to send us a text message or a WhatsApp or to call to ask any questions about the youth development programs that the CBN has available. So I'm going to go in and talk about some of the programs that we'll be sharing about. Some of you are familiar with the government's desire to push agriculture because we're looking for people to start businesses that are easy for them to begin, something that is low entry, and then something that will provide food security for people in the country. And as a result, there is a program called AXMIS. And I'm going to spell AXMIS is AGSMEIS. And basically, it stands for the Agribusiness Small and Medium Enterprise Investment Scheme. And basically what this is for people who are interested in the agricultural business, you actually have the opportunity, if you're a small business, to get funding to start your agricultural or to grow your agricultural business. And now, obviously, the CBN is going to be taking applications from people all of this year and next year as well. And how this loan works is that you actually have to take some training programs. And these training programs are held by CBN Certified Entrepreneurship Development Centers. So these entrepreneurship development centers are all over the country. And you've got to find out, first of all, if they are CBN certified. And basically what that means is that they are certified by the Central Bank of Nigeria to help you with your business plan. Because obviously, if you're going to start up a business in agriculture, you might not have the business skill. So you might be a good farmer, or you might have access to poultry and you want to raise it, but you need the business plan to help you learn about equipment, storage, facilities, how to manage your staff, etc. Also, these funds are not gifts. They're not grants, they're loans. And if you were listening to our program when we did the You and Your Money, you would know that loans are to be paid back. So in order for the CBN to feel comfortable giving you the money to start these businesses in agriculture, they've got to know that you understand what your obligations are, what your responsibilities are, and the fact that you've got to pay back the loan after a specific period of time. So the first step is that you find a CBN certified, and that means Central Bank of Nigeria certified, Entrepreneurship Development Center. And then after you've gone through the training program, the next step is that you would then apply for the loan. Now, these development centers that you go to, they will teach you about how to apply for the loan, what it takes to get the loan, what you need to provide in terms of proof of identification, your BVN, like I said before, the business plan, and then you'll come up with a repayment plan so that they know that if you're not able to start paying the loan for the first 6 months or for the first 1 year, it's already factored into the plan. After that, then you can apply with all the documentations that you need for the loan.
Sorry, Angie, sorry to cut you there. Now, how will you know an organization is certified by the CBN?
That's a very good question.
Carry out that.
So a lot of times, people who are certified by the CBN, they do adverts, they do leaflets. I think local churches, a lot of them have people who give out these leaflets. So when you see someone who's advertised that they are helping people get access to the loan, you've got to find out from them if they are CBN certified. And if they say that they are, they will have documentation to prove that they are CBN certified. And if you are actually having challenges in that area and you still want to confirm, you can definitely call the Central Bank of Nigeria and ask them if this training provider is certified. So I can give you guys a number to call. The number you would call to find out if the training provider you want to go to has been certified by the Central Bank to train you to prepare you for AXMIS is 0700-2255-226.
One more time, Angie.
All right. The number you're going to dial to find out if the organization is certified to give you the training is 0700-2255-226. It's a very easy number to remember. So when you call this number, if, for instance, you are interested in going for training and the name of the company is Training Limited, you can call that number and ask them if Training Limited is a certified entrepreneurship development center. And when they confirm, then you can go ahead and make payment. And it's good to know that the training is not free.
I wanted to ask them that.
That's right. The training is not free. The training costs vary. Different development centers charge different things.
So now, are they paying for? Are they paying to the organization now?
That's right.
Okay. Not so, CBN?
Yes. Directly. No. Okay. There's no payment to CBN ever. you don't pay to get it. You don't pay anyone inside CBN as a promise to help you get it. The payment is for the training. You have to get the training. Now, some of you might be thinking that the training might not be useful because you've already been in agriculture. But like I said, the training is about how this particular loan works, how to run your business in order for you to repay this loan. And so you can't really take what you've learned from another place to apply here because they have their own terms and conditions that they'd like you to meet. So once you've applied for the loan, you're going to wait for a few months, really, to be honest, because the loans are dealt with in batches. And so when they get a batch, they have to look at and verify the information you've supplied. They've got to verify your BVN, your bank details, your identity, the business that you're interested in going into, or the business that you're already going into.
So now, talking about BVN, is it really advisable to give them your BVN?
Well,
you know, when you give somebody your BVN, they have some access to your...
You're not giving anyone the BVN. It will be at the point where you're doing the loan application. For the money to be paid into your account, you've got to give them your account details.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're not going to be giving it to people.
Okay.
It is just in your application process in the form where they ask you for the account details where the money will be paid into. Yes, because then that would also help them verify that maybe John didn't apply for the loan and then is getting paid into Ronke's account.
Okay.
So it helps them match the information. But this is at a later stage. So that's a very good question. It's not something that you're going to give to the people at the Enterprise Development Center.
Okay.
This is at the point where your money is being disbursed.
Oh.
Yes. So they'll use it to verify that the right person is getting the money.
Okay.
All right.
I see you to run a show in your tent at Dalam Forces Radio. You can call us on the number
0909-1606-666. So we were talking about the AXMIS loan, and basically the AXMIS loan is something that's administered and provided by the Central Bank of Nigeria. Its aim is to give people who are small to medium-sized enterprises access to funds to help them develop their agribusiness. So AXMIS is AGSMEIS, and what that stands for is Agribusiness Small and Medium Enterprise Investment Scheme. So when people apply, they can apply for up to 10 million naira. Yeah, and the money can go towards paying for seeds, staff, your farm that you have, buying equipment, manure, anything that would help you within the agriculture value chain. And it has a very low interest rate. So if you guys are listening out there and you're thinking about how to grow your business, I know a lot of our listeners are farmers, and a lot of you have either a ginger farm. A ginger farm. We've had people who've called in to have, they have a poultry, they have a fishery, and you feel like you need a little bit more money to help you get to the next level because you need more equipment. Then AXMIS is a very fantastic way to do that, because like I said, to get it, you still have to go for training. So not only do you go for the business training, you also then end up having access to this loan, which, let me tell you, it is the lowest interest loan you're going to find in Nigeria today.
Wow.
Like, it is such a low percent. So once you've gotten that loan, there's a period where you don't have to pay back because they know that it's an investment. And what that means is you can't get the loan and then all of a sudden start making money from it. You're going to get the loan and then you're going to have a period so that you can plant and grow and harvest, and then you start to repay your loan back. So you can get the loan if you are registered with any of the development centers that will give you training, and then they'll help you with the application process. There are several agencies, so if you just Google the AXMIS loan, CBN AXMIS, AGSMEIS, You will find out the eligibility criteria, which is what you need to get the loan. And then you'll find out also what amount, what interest rate, and how to pay loan back. Now, the other one that you need to hear about is actually the sci-fi. I call it sci-fi. People call it SIFI. Sci-fi is a different kind of loan and is basically a creative industry financing initiative, right? Mm-hmm. So the creative industries are people who are like in the movies. And the beautiful thing about this is that they want to develop the movie industry.
Like, for example, music industry as well?
Well, music, I don't know if music is part of it, but I know movies.
Music is part of creative industry.
That's right. But I know that they have a specific list businesses that they want to fund under sci-fi. So the one that I'm very familiar with is if you're interested in Nollywood and you want to produce a movie. Mm. Did you say music?
Yeah.
Yes, music is, music is there. If you want to produce a movie, you can apply for the sci-fi. If you want to produce music, you can apply for sci-fi. If you're in fashion, you can apply for sci-fi. And then information technology.
Okay.
Right. So those are the areas. And they have different funding amounts that have been approved for this sci-fi.
Okay.
Now, sci-fi helps you write movies, buy equipment, rent cameras if you're going for the movie production. But if you're going for the distribution, it's actually a bigger amount of money that helps you do so much more. So, for example, you get to, if you're a software developer and you wanted to borrow money, as a single person, you could borrow money for like a software development loan, right? If you're a student, you can borrow up to 3 million naira.
Wow.
And it's the interest rate is 9% for the year. And what that means basically is that if you borrow 3 million, over the year as you're paying it back, you only need to pay 9%, which is less than 300,000. That's like 270,000. So on a 3 million naira loan, when you pay it back, you'd only be paying 270,000. Then they have for movie production, and they have up to 50 million naira per person, not a total. So if 10 people apply for 50 million each, they can all get it, right? So it's not the total amount. The total amount is in billions, but the total that you can get as an individual for your project is 50 million.
Okay. Now, sorry, Angie, sorry to cut you there. Now, you're into agriculture. You come under what?
So the agriculture is AgSmith.
Okay, then.
This is sci-fi.
Okay.
This is creative industry.
Okay.
So agriculture is for anything in agric, whether it's the transportation, storage, distribution, packaging, or farming.
Okay, aside the two of them now, what if I want to go into a business that is different from these two entities?
Yes.
So what, under what will I come now?
Okay, so there are other programs as well.
Okay.
Which I was going to get to.
Let's continue.
Okay, so there are other programs that we're going to be talking about, because there's a Youth Entrepreneurship Development Program.
Okay.
YEDP. So that one is the one where if you don't fall into the categories that we've shared about, you can apply for a loan through YEDP.
YEDP.
Yeah. Okay. And I'll talk about that a little bit more. So I just wanted to finish with sci-fi.
Okay, all right. You can finish with sci-fi enough.
Okay, so with sci-fi, like I said before, if you're interested in movie, you can borrow money for a movie production. You can borrow for distribution, which is different from production. You could also borrow if you're into software development, and it will help you with that. All the loans are, again, a very low percentage. It's 9%. And that's for the whole year, not 9% a month. There's a very big difference in how much you pay, because if you're paying 9% a month, over a 12-month period, it becomes 9 times 12.
Yeah.
But 9% is for the whole year.
For the whole year.
Yes.
For the whole 12 months. Now.
Yes. And these loans, so for the movie production and the movie distribution, they're 10-year loans. So you get 10 years to pay it back. So imagine if you borrowed 50 million over a 10-year period, it means that you only have to pay back 5 million a year.
A year.
Right? And when you're paying back 5 million a year, you're paying the 9% interest, which is like 270,000. Now, if you produce a movie, and I don't know, guys, if you know about this, but Nollywood is actually a very lucrative business.
Absolutely.
Like, it's very, so whatever you invest, as long as you make a really good movie, you have the potential of making back four times the amount of money that you invested. Mm. For instance, if you then invest maybe $50 million in developing a movie, you could actually make back in ticket sales. In, you know, if your movie gets to the online movie portals, the payments for that, ticket sales, group ticket sales, you could actually make upwards of 100 million for your 50 million naira investment. And then the good thing is you've got 10 years to pay this loan back, which means that you can take your time as your ticket is selling for your movie, and as you're trying to sign deals with online platforms to hold your movie, you're not in a rush to repay the loan because you have 10 years to pay it back. Wow. So that's a little bit more about sci-fi. If you are in the fashion industry, it helps you purchase equipment. Mm-hmm. So if you need sewing machines, not even just you as a person, but if you want to start a business, a t-shirt business, or you want to start maybe an Ankara uniform business, and you want to buy more than one machine, the sci-fi loan, the money from that could also help you buy those machines. If you're in music, it can help you buy your equipment. I know, guys, you guys have been calling in about music, people who are interested. So this is your time. You can call in to ask us any questions. You can text us if you have questions about this on 0909-1606-666. And you could also find us on Facebook at Youth Arena.
Go there, drop a message, we'll respond to that.
And of course, you can slide into my DM.
Yes, slide in.
At Infinite Ngozi on Instagram so that I can give you a little bit more information, because there's so much information to get through and so little time.
Yeah.
Because we've got our guests and I really want us to talk with our guests. Okay, so the other thing that Omobs was asking about is the YEDP. So basically, it's the loan for young people. Right? And it's for people who, okay, we've got our callers coming in, but people who don't fall into the other categories that we've mentioned before. So if you want to start a business and it's not within agriculture and it's not in the creative industries, you also have access to the YEDP. So are we taking this call?
Let's do it.
All right.
Hello, good evening. Kingsley from Buari, thank you for calling you to Radio Show. Do you have a question or contribution?
I just have a question. I've been following the program and it's all quite informative.
All right, thank you very much.
I just want to know if I'm picking as much information as I could, so I want to know if there's a particular site or anywhere where someone can go and get the information as to where he can actually...
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, there's a website. Angie will give you that website.
Okay, so we've got the CBN website where all the information... We're going to hang up so that we save your credit.
Yeah.
We've got the CBN website where all the information is available. So if you go to www.cbn, C as in Central, B as in Bank, N as in Nigeria, if you go to www.cbn.gov.ng, and that's the CBN's official website, cbn.gov.ng. And if you go there and you just, there's a search bar on the CBN site. If you don't want to look through the whole thing, you could just write in, for the sci-fi is C-I-F-I. So in the search, you just write C-I-F-I and it will pop up. Now, if you don't even want to go to the CBN site, you could also find everything on Google and it will lead you back to the CBN site or the other organizations who are working in partnership with CBN.
Okay.
But the best place to go to get the most accurate information is the CBN website. However, in order to disburse the money, CBN has partnered with the banks as well. So you might find the information on private other bank websites, right?
Okay.
So if you Google, and I'll tell you the program names once again, there's Sci-Fi or CIFI, which is C-I-F-I, which is the Creative Industry Finance Initiative. If you Google that and CBN, so you just type in C-I-F-I CBN, it will come up. And then for AGSMIS, you just type in A-G-S M-E-I-S and CBN, and it will come up. Now, AGSMIS is the agricultural fund that we talked about.
Okay.
Then you've got YEDP, which is the Youth Entrepreneurship Development Fund. Now, that's there's a fund that is sort of it is encompassing, which is a youth investment fund, which all of us have heard about, the 85 billion naira fund that's available to all young people in Nigeria to get access to start their business. So you can also Google NYIF, which is the Nigeria Youth Investment Fund, to find out more. It's available on the CBN website. I would recommend going to the CBN website because that's who is in charge of the program. But other banks also have those programs in
there. And they're sponsoring Youth Arena show.
Yes. So like we said before, the show is sponsored by the Central Bank of Nigeria. We're going to be here for the next few weeks telling you step by step how to access these funds.
We'll go for a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Youth Arena on Armed Forces Radio 107.7 with your hosts,
Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
It's the CBN Takeover. Yes, CBN is sponsoring Youth Arena on 107.7 FM. We're going to be doing sponsored shows telling you about everything that the Central Bank of Nigeria has ready for young people all over Nigeria. We're going to talk about AXMIS, ADS, SIFI, YEDP, and many more initiatives. So tune in every Tuesday at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Youth Arena with Amobs and Infinite Ngozi.
Youth Arena on your dial.
Welcome back from those commercials. It's still Youth Arena on your tented dial on Forces Radio 107.7 FM. Also, we told you that we have amazing and gorgeous guests in the building. We have two gorgeous youth in the building, so you get to meet them. So I'll start them from my right, the other side. So, hello, can we meet you? What's your name? What do you do?
My name is Temi Ajibewa. I'm a business coach.
You business coach?
Yes.
All right, nice to meet you. And we also have, you love to smile a lot.
Yeah.
So can we meet, what's your name, man? What do you
Hi, my name is Melody Ikwe, and I'm an entertainer.
Wow, an entertainer?
Yeah.
Music, movie?
Spoken words, movie, music especially, just the way my name goes, you know.
Wow.
Wow. Melody by name, melody by character.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have a call coming in. I'll just take this call, and then we can continue. Oops. Just cut off. All right. If you wanted to get through, you could also send a text message and we'll read your text message on air. Sometimes we have bad reception in the building and the phone lines get disconnected. So guys, in the first half of the show, we talked about Central Bank of Nigeria and the programs that they have available for youth. And now this is the second half of the show, because some of you might feel like, well, I'm not ready to get a loan. I'm scared of loans. You shouldn't be, but if you feel like, you know, you're not ready to get a loan and you'd want to start something really small with 10K or less, we've got two women in the building, just like Amobs has said.
Yeah. And again, if you really want to get educated about the loan stuff, so we have a program that we did about loan. Go on YouTube, type Youth Arena 107.7. You can go there, you listen to the program fully. It's a podcast. Is a podcast?
Yes, we've got podcasts.
Yeah, or you go on YouTube, type Youth Arena
107.7.
You get the podcast there also.
And if you can't find it, you could also try Infinite Ngozi on YouTube, or you could also listen to the podcast. And what Amobs is referring to is the 6-week financial literacy show that we just concluded. And in there we talk about loans and the benefits and the kinds of things you need to find out when you're going to take a loan.
Yes, absolutely. So we have an entertainer, a businesswoman, am I correct?
Yes. Business coach, yes. Mm-hmm.
Business coach. Yes. Wow. In the building.
So we were interested in finding out about you starting your business for less than 10K. So if you could just give us a little bit of an introduction as to what you do and how you started, that would be great.
Okay, so what I do now is I coach people to find their passion and to monetize it. Okay, by creating digital products, marketing on social media, and basically monetizing your expertise. But I began that journey about 2-3 years ago. But before then, what led me then in the first place was I was a stay-at-home mom.
Right.
Wow. I had just given birth to my first son. That was in 2016.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so I needed something I could do from home. And I was pretty broke. So I, you know, learned of this guy who was selling data bundles for mobile devices, mobile phones. And I was able to access, he was able to sell to me cheap data bundles. And I was wondering, this is a cool business. I mean, I didn't see him physically.
Okay.
I just sent him credit and he sent me the data.
Okay.
And it worked on my phone. So I was interested. What's this? So, of course, he refused to teach me the business. So I went online to go and search and everything. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I messed up. Well, I got wrong information and I flopped with the business until someone else agreed to mentor me.
Okay.
On the business, and I began with exactly 10,000 naira.
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Okay. So I was able to buy the data bundle for 10,000 naira for 10 gig.
Right.
Wow. And I sold it at 1.5 per gig.
Right.
Wow.
So on every gig,
you made 500.
Exactly. Mm. So I would make 5,000 naira on every bundle I bought then, and it went really well. I was selling on BBM, selling on Facebook, on WhatsApp.
And how long would it take you to sell the 10 gig?
Well, at the beginning, maybe like a day.
Okay.
Wow. A day?
Yes. And then at the peak of it, I could sell up to 40 gig in a day.
Wow.
And so I would make about 20,000 naira in profit every single day.
Wow.
And I was a housewife.
Awesome.
Wow. And that was how I came about the name The Millionaire Housewife.
Awesome.
Because 4 months later, I was able to, I had cumulatively made over a million naira.
Wow.
From that
just sitting at home.
That's excellent. And that's a business that you started for less than, exactly 10K.
Yes, exactly 10K.
And then after.
And my mobile phone.
Yes. And after 10 months, you were
after
able
4 months.
4 months.
I had cumulatively made over a million naira. And that was when I began to now teach other women the business.
Wow. Excellent. So guys, are you listening? Mm. This lady was a stay-at-home mom and she was broke. And then she decided to invest 10,000 naira on a business that she was interested in. And within 4 months, she was able to make enough that she had a million naira.
Wow.
There's some guys who called some months ago. I can't remember the particular show. I think we were talking about ambition.
Yeah.
And he said in 3 months' time he had to pay for something. And I was like, come on, guy. You're telling me in 3 months you can't make, I think it was 50K.
No, it wasn't and up to. It was 20. Yeah.
So now we've seen a lady who started with 10K and in 4 months was able to accumulate 1 million.
Mm.
And you know, like we said, we always talk with our mouths and with our wallets on the show. And so we're also going to be giving away 10K. But this is on Instagram because you guys are needing to be more social media savvy. So we want you to go on Instagram, talk about what you learned on the show and then what you want to do with the 10K so that we can also help you get on your way.
Mm.
So now, Melody, tell us a little bit about your journey starting from less than 10K.
Okay. My own story is a little bit different. What drove me was passion.
Wow.
Yeah. I was actually working when one day it dawned on me that, you know, I was this creative person and I needed to push or drive this passion, you know, into something bigger. And so now, in my own case, I didn't even start with 10K. I started with the idea. Just the idea alone. And you know how when you have an idea and then you share it with someone and then they give you like suggestions or ways to go about it. That was how it happened. Like for instance, I wanted to take on a show.
Mm-hmm.
It was for it was a storytelling show.
Mm-hmm.
And now whatever if you need to plan anything, you just need money to drag
absolutely.
And then I didn't have my own money, or I didn't want to spend my own money, more like that. But then I knew that I could do this and I wanted the show to take care of itself. So I spoke to a couple of people and then they told me, okay, you can do this, you can create a flyer on this side for free and blah blah blah, and then you can put up your prices on websites like the Afri Tickets and Eventbrite and all of that stuff. So you see, now I created the flyers and then I posted it on the Eventbrite and Afri Tickets, and that was how I got some of the payments, online payments. And when those payments came in, that's payment for the ticket for the show. I used that money to plan the show. And then there were, of course, offline tickets that were sold.
Okay. So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
How much had you put in?
Nothing.
Zero.
No. So it doesn't take you any amount to put it on that website?
No. You have an agreement. They get a certain percentage, which is almost nothing. Yes. Okay. And then you get the rest of your money.
Okay. Really. So you put in zero.
Yeah.
And then you started selling tickets to your show.
Yes.
And then when people bought the tickets, that's how you raise money to actually do the show.
Yes.
Guys, are you listening? If you're listening out there, I want you to know the reason why we invited these wonderful women is really so that you can see that for less than 10K, you can start your own business. And these women started one with zero and then the other lady with 10K. It wasn't a gift from some stranger on the radio, but we're actually willing to be the stranger on the radio giving you the gift. So that you can start this business. Now, somebody sent a text message about applying for the loan, and I just wanted to mention that. And they said they applied for the youth development loan, and the person's phone number ends with 1097, but they didn't say their name, and they said that they're still waiting. So I want to know when you apply for the loan, and also to encourage other people who are out there who are interested in the loan. It is not an overnight process.
Okay.
It's going to take a few months, and like I said, they want to verify your identity, verify your business. There's so many other people applying. So please, if you have applied, be patient for a few months, and it's done in batches and then it's done by state. So there are lots of processes going on in the background, which means that it could take you up to 5 months, maybe 3 to 6 months even, to get the loan. But carry on with your business in the meantime, and just know that when they're going to be ready, that you are also ready. Okay, but ours obviously doesn't take that time.
As fast as possible.
We're going to be dispensing 10Ks on a weekly basis. But anyway, I'm really interested. So we have two ladies, one who had 10K and in 4 months was able to accumulate 1 million, another one who started with zero. And so how did you go from zero? Like, what were the next months like? Were you able to break even, or did you spend everything on the program?
Okay, now I broke even and I had made some money. I had some leftover, but I was able to pay all my bills.
Okay.
Like, you know, when you host a show, there's a lot of expenses to be made.
Absolutely.
For the people who are performing.
That's right.
And for the hall that you were using.
Equipment rentals.
Yes, people and all of that stuff. So we had to pay, and for the video crew, and all of that stuff. So I had all of that bill settled, and I still had something left over, and I used that to continue on with the next show.
Awesome.
Yes.
Okay.
But it wasn't, my shows haven't been, you know, they're not, they happen annually, actually.
Right, okay.
So because I work, and so I'm just pushing my passion. You know, like Mrs. Demi said, converting your
passion to profit.
So now I'm taking baby steps for now, but I'm sure that if I put in much more energy into all of this, it's going to see something bigger.
Okay.
And now with this loan you're talking about, you see, I can do more.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you transitioned? Because you said this wasn't what you're doing now, right?
Okay.
So you started with the data.
Fantastic, yes. So the genesis was I had a problem. I needed cheap data bundle because I had changed my mobile phone from a BlackBerry to an Android device. If you remember BlackBerry, you just buy 1 month and then you can use the data for the whole month.
Yes.
But with Android, you can buy 1 gig and finish the 1 gig
Absolutely.
On that same day. So I had that problem. So when I began to sell data bundles, it was me trying to help other people solve the same problem I had. So when I began to make money, I was still in my element to help more people to also make money, especially housewives.
Wow.
So I began to teach other women. So I would send broadcasts on BBMs, yeah. and they would pay me 10,000 naira, 15,000 naira for me to training. Teach them. Yes, for me to teach them the training. That was how I transitioned. Then while teaching the classes, I would teach many other things.
Okay.
Wow. I would teach money management, okay. multiple sources of income, savings, all sorts. And before I knew it, on this particular day, I think it's 2016, someone began to call me coach. Okay. And I'm like, coach what? I'm no coach. Like, I don't even have anything. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I found myself in those BBM groups teaching. And then I knew that I had a passion for speaking, for teaching. And I went on to get certification, to learn more, to take courses that now empowered me to become today a life and business coach.
Excellent.
I do branding and so on. So it was from there I found this person
that
here today.
Yes.
That was how I transitioned.
Wow. For some of you who are not familiar, BBM is the BlackBerry Messenger.
Yes.
So when she talks about BBM groups, it's not a special, you know, church or something.
Yes. In fact, it was one of my mentors who told me to promote my training. And then I ran adverts on Linda Ikeji's blog in April 2016. And that month, I did over 600,000 naira in profit.
Wow.
The one that even shook me, that was a turning point in my life, was in September 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I ran this ad on Facebook, and my class was 20,000 naira, right? To teach people this same business on a WhatsApp group.
Mm-hmm.
That very month, I had over 100 students subscribing for the class.
Wow.
I made about 2.3 million naira in 3 weeks from that training.
And how long is the class?
It was a 1 month long. Well, I teach them everything in an ebook.
Okay.
Then they are in the group to ask me questions.
Okay.
I mentor them for 30 days.
Okay.
And that was how me starting that small little thing, you know, brought me all the way. Now I've trained over 2,000 women who have gone on to, you know, become the breadwinner of the families, who have bought cars, who have, I mean, done so much.
That's
all because
fantastic.
I began from that.
Sorry, is it only women you think?
Well, they were the ones I could really relate to.
So can a guy
Of course, I thought guys. Okay, now I no longer teach business because MTN has done some stuff too, that they do their bundles and everything.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's still very lucrative.
Okay.
You can still buy 1 gig for 300 naira and sell for 500 and make 200 naira profit.
Yeah.
So it's still there.
So we do have somebody who's text to ask if you can mentor them about the internet business. Now you say you no longer do that.
I don't teach this particular business anymore. So what I do now is how you can sell your knowledge.
Okay.
If you are expecting something, you can create ebooks, online courses, or coach other people, or teach other people.
Okay.
You know, and make money from that.
So the person who sent the message, 5530, your number ends in, she no longer does the internet business mentoring, but maybe after the show, if she has a contact who does, we'll text you to find out where you can get that information from or how you can get started on that business as well. Okay,
I have some mentees who still train on
who are still in the business.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to give you that information. We're going to send you a text message to give you the information on how to get into the data business.
Mm.
And then the guy who wrote about applying for the loan says he applied last month, and that's Timothy from Bwari. Last month is too soon, Timothy. You're going to have to wait a little bit longer before you hear anything, because like I said, it's actually quite a long process because there's a lot of verification. As you know, Nigeria, you know, there's so many of us. We've applied for the loan and getting everything together to make sure that the people who apply qualify and that the people who qualify get the money is quite a process. So please be patient.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so now we've heard about starting your business with nothing. We've heard about starting a business with exactly 10,000 and going from 10,000 to making a profit on, like, after 4 months, about 1 million naira accumulated.
Mm.
And then by the next 2 years, having to advertise and then coming out to a point where you made 2 million in 3 weeks.
Yes.
Now, when you say the course is an e-course. It means that people register for it, they'll get the book, and then they join the WhatsApp group.
Yes, the e-book. They don't have to see me or anything. So they send a mail, I reply their email with the e-book.
Okay. And then do you do live classes? Or
nope.
you Okay.
No.
So it's the WhatsApp group.
Yes. Yeah.
And
everything
it's
online.
A 3-week program.
One month. So once you pay, you get the e-book that contains all you need to know about the training.
Yes.
And you come to the WhatsApp group to ask questions.
Yes. Oh. And then, now, in terms of time commitment from you, managing the WhatsApp group, how time consuming is
that? So as a point, I was taking all the questions every day, but later on it was mostly the first 2 weeks that people would really have questions,
right?
So I asked them to go ahead and begin to do the business. So once they are in the business, most things become clearer,
right?
So just come back to ask questions,
right.
So I also had an assistant sometimes, she would also answer that question. Well, it was pretty seamless.
Wow. Awesome. And what's your business called?
The business then or the now?
Now.
Okay. Now it's Win or Win Consults.
Win
or Win.
Okay, so you either win or you win.
That's that's my motto, actually. Either I win or I win.
Okay, awesome. So again, guys, for further details, you can find out from Win or Win Consults, and you could learn about her courses. And then Melody, what about the productions that you're doing? Like, do you have anything lined up for the future?
Yes, I actually do. So but that's for next year. So I have a stage play coming up. It's titled Utopia. Yes,
okay.
Utopia.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be unveiling Utopia at the stage play. And then we also have other shows coming up subsequently.
And what are your shows like? Like, what do people, should people expect?
Yeah. Well, now we're into the development entertainment.
Okay.
So what it is we're doing is we're looking into our community, our society, our institution, and we're trying to point out with both visual and performing arts what is going on in our society, our community, and then what we should do or what we can do to curb some of these things or to transform our society, transform our institutions, transform ourselves, you know. So that's basically what Naya Tales does.
So how do you choose a topic? Because there's so many things that you could be looking into. You know, when you were saying that, in my head I thought about homes in terms of things like domestic violence, or, you know, then I thought about, oh, maybe it's policy. Then I thought, oh, maybe it's relationships. How do you choose the topics?
Well, it depends on what we're, first of all, something that is trending, whatever that is trending. Now, I know the whole gender and inequality thing has been trending for a lot of times. Now, a lot of people are doing something about that. So we're not really doing anything about that one. But there are other things like the recent end SARS and end bad government, all of that stuff. Now, we know we all have issues, but the problem is not just the government, it's also the people. So we need to look.
How do you choose the topics?
Yes, because first of all, I told you we're watching things that are trending.
Topical,
yes,
okay.
Things that are trending. So I'm giving an instance that this last end SARS and end bad government and all of that stuff that happened. Now, it's one trending issue, so we could do something, we could choose a topic based on that, but definitely not end SARS, because the problem is more than just the government, it's the people as well. So we're going to be looking into that, and we will probably run most of our shows next year. Based
and you
on
say
this.
We.
Yes, we, it's a boy, it's Naya Tales, it's not just a me thing. I can't just stand alone and change the whole country with my passion and everything. So it's a teamwork with some people who are, yes, with the not just the production crew, but also people who share the same passion with me.
Okay.
And
so,
yes,
earlier you said you're an artist. Yes, I am.
Do
you have any track released?
I'm a gospel artist.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, I know. But
you have a track?
Basically, I've done my stuff on the local scene, so I haven't had anything like
studio.
Studio
partner. Probably just videos from people who've attended.
Exactly.
Okay.
So now I know people are going to want to get in touch with the two of you, and I was thinking it'll be nice for you guys to share, if you're on Instagram or Facebook, to share your handles. That way, if people want to find out a bit more.
Okay. My handle is Temi Ajibewa on Instagram.
Okay.
At T Temi Ajibewa. Temi is T-E-M-I. Mm-hmm. Ajibewa is A-J-I-B-E-W-A.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, my website, www.temiajibewa.com. My email, temi@temiajibewa.com.
Awesome. Yeah. So, guys, Temi is the one who talked about the data, starting off with the business and then being a stay-at-home mom, going from the data into the business consulting. So if that's what you're interested in and if you have some questions to ask her, please slide into all the social media that you can find between Facebook, Instagram, email. You can get in touch with her. And then we've got Melody. The Melody is the activist who is working on social reform and doing that via creative arts. And so they're doing dancing and plays and spoken word, etc. So if you are a creative out there and you want to partner with Temi or you want to watch her show or you think that two of you should go for the Melody. And if you think that two of you should go for the sci-fi loan together, since you're both in the creative industries, then Melody will give you her contact details and where you can find her online.
Okay, you just find me on Instagram at Naya Tales, same with Facebook, Naya Tales, and contact at Naya Tales. Naya Tales is spelled N-A-Y-A-T-A-L-E-S.
Right, so it's tales as in stories, right?
Yeah.
Not tales as in a dog wagging his tail. So Naya Tales, Naya Stories, Naya Tales. N-A-Y-A-T-A-L-E-S.
Yes.
So Naya Tales is available on Instagram, on Facebook, and we have the same with Temi, who is available on Instagram, Facebook, email, with the same...
Temi Ajibewa.
Yes, yeah. The same handle. Yeah. And both ladies have been able to start their business, one with 10,000 naira, and with 10,000 in 4 months was able to accumulate 1 million, and in 2 years was able to make 2 million in a month. Yeah. And the other started with nothing and was able to start a business where people had already paid for the service before she delivered it. Yeah. And so she didn't need to put in money to begin. And we're sharing these stories because we want you, our listeners out there, to be inspired, to be informed, to be
motivated
and empowered to know that whatever you have, whatever little amount of money you have, whatever access you have, can actually build something for you. Mm. Nobody would have told Temi that selling data would lead to her being coach and her being able to help 2,000 women. And men, and help them build businesses. So if we were keeping track, which I don't know if we are, but if we figure out how much money the people she's trained has made, then her single decision to start a business could have actually resulted in about 100 million naira worth of trade if she's trained 2,000 people. That's not a lot of money. That's what, 100,000 or 200,000 per person. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about, my cousin always tells me, big business doesn't have to be big business. When we talk about people on the show and we want you guys to start a business to empower yourselves so that you're not calling and texting us and saying any job, anything, just give me something.
I mean, Angie, we talked about earlier on the show about using your phone.
Yes.
To
making money from your mobile.
Now we have the examples. The two of them, you know.
That's right. Melody started with an app that you could do posts with, and then she did the post. She advertised them online for free, and from there people bought tickets. Then she held her event. She was able to cover her costs and make some money as a result. So we all have it in us, the ability to attain financial freedom, the ability to pay our bills, to do things that we enjoy, to have dignity. And I really want to encourage you as you listen today to get in touch with these women. If you're inspired by their stories and you want to learn, get in touch with me if you want to find out about any of the programs that we talked about for the CBN sponsorship. I will remain at Infinite Ngozi on Instagram, available to you.
She's not the finisher.
Our WhatsApp number is 0909-1606-666. It's kind of all the time we have for today. So I'm going to sign out saying,
Have a wonderful day, Abuja, Benue, Nasarawa, Adamawa,
Enugu, Nigeria,
everywhere.
Because a lot of people are listening to us via live streaming.
That's right. So have a wonderful day. We're going to be back next week with the same, talking a bit more about each CBN program, mm-hmm. and also listening to a couple more people who started their businesses for under 10K. And if you guys have slid into my DM like I've asked, we might be announcing the winner of our 10K grant next week.
Yeah, so send us a message. Drop it Facebook, Instagram, and of course, on the number, on WhatsApp, we'll get that to you.
Have a good day.
Have a good day. It's you, the Rena Show. I'm saying bye. I'm ups.